I just kind of like really got to see the aspect of like women's street snowboarding. And that was like, it was so well put together and it was just so inspiring to see all those girls. And that was when I was like, I want to do that. Yeah. I want to go ride street. I want to film like these girls. It's awesome.
That's sick.
Layers, the unintentional culture of snowboarding by Nitro Snowboards. For our new movie, Layers, we interviewed important people and personalities that contribute to the global community of snowboarding. And since most of these interviews were too long to show in the documentary, and they were so interesting, we created this podcast so you can enjoy them in full length. So strap in and let's go. Now let's jump straight into the episode with someone who's taken a path less followed to pursue her dreams, Brantley Mullins.
Can you just tell me your name, who you are, where you're from, what you do?
Yeah, I am Brantley Mullins. I am from Johnson City, Tennessee, originally. Home mountain is Beach Mountain, and I'm a snowboarder.
How did you get into snowboarding coming from Johnsonville, Tennessee?
Johnson City, Tennessee. So my parents and my entire family is all into like water sports and stuff. And my mom loved to ski always. After college, she lived in Colorado, that whole thing, and then moved back to Tennessee. And then when I was little, my brother wanted to snowboard. We would take ski trips, and he wanted to snowboard. And I was like, I want to do what he's doing. You know, like that looks cool. Uh-huh. So yeah, pretty much just started from there. I was about 8 years old and so on and so forth.
Is there a lot of, like in that town area where you grew up, were there a lot of snowboarders?
No. It is mostly farm boys. That's pretty much how the entire town is.
Yeah, but seriously, were you like one of the first girls snowboarding there?
Yeah. Yeah, when I was little, I don't remember any other girls that rode park and like consistently rode there, you know? We'd maybe have like a girl come in from somewhere else and come ride like for a vacation, but like other than that, like there were no girls for me to look up to.
Yeah.
Which, you know, in a way, it wasn't the worst thing. It kind of felt like I was starting something, I guess, if that makes sense. Because after I rode for a while, then we had some younger girls coming up, growing up on the mountain. And then I became a coach, and, like, I got to see their progression, which was, it was really cool to me to see other girls coming up after myself.
I mean, damn, that's so sick. What about, like, through social media and stuff? Did you see?
Oh, I was addicted to watching all of these girls on social media, just because it was, like, something I didn't have, you know? I didn't have that female role model of a snowboarder to look up to. Uh-huh. So I kind of found that through Instagram or online, watching YouTube videos, stuff like that.
I guess it's actually been probably pretty important for snowboarding in general, but also women's snowboarding, that social media is a thing, because there's not that barrier of like magazine or a cool kid club deciding what gets shown, right? Anyone can show their stuff and you get access to it.
Yeah, exactly. It's like you can just see everybody's stuff online and didn't have to see it in person to know that they're out there, kind of deal.
Yeah, for sure. And yeah, that definitely, I think that like makes it the community stronger for sure, because you have the social media that way, which is pretty dope. Because like when I started, long ass time ago, not that long ago, but kind of a long time ago, there was no social media, like snowboarding kind of thing. So it was like, there's just like cool, there's like cool club that decided who was cool and who wasn't cool enough to show, and those are the people who were the heroes. So that's just like, oh, these are the ones, and then they were the heroes, right?
Yeah.
But now it's like anyone can decide for themselves who their heroes are.
So
right?
Cool.
It's so sick. How do you consume snowboarding? What do you watch? How do you watch snowboarding? How do you get excited?
Mostly Instagram, premieres. I love premieres. Oh my gosh.
Movie premieres,
especially this year being in Salt Lake. Huh? That like entire span of fall, just, oh, it got me so excited. It was awesome.
Just that energy of being together.
Yeah, it's people. Like all, you know, you have all these snowboarders and they all come together to watch, you know, the films from last year and whatever else, everything that was new that was coming out. And that's like the perfect time to just get so amped for the season.
So you get inspired by videos.
Yes. Yes.
That's your jam.
Yeah.
Who influences, who are like your biggest influences now in snowboarding?
Now in snowboarding. Honestly, I think it will forever be Jessica Mira.
Jessica Mira.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Watching well, first off, The Uninvited, like, changed my life. The very first one came out. I remember watching in high school. Of course, you weren't allowed to have your phones, but, you know.
You had your phone.
Yeah, I had my phone. And every day, like, at the end of fifth period, this was before it came out. It was just the teaser. I probably watched that, the teaser for that, like, 25 times.
That's
I remember
sick.
Watching that and being like, that is one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
And you got hyped to go snowboarding? Or
yeah.
did it get hyped to go snowboarding and also give you, like, hope kind
of
thing?
Yeah, it was more of a hope thing for sure. It was just so cool. I guess I'd never, besides, like, what was Danielle's videos before that?
The OnlyFans? The
you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I'm having brain fart too. We have to figure this out. Because there was Lipstick Productions, wasn't that?
And
it was
one
after
of the
that.
It was called Seven. Two Hard Squad.
Two Hard Squad, yeah.
Yes, yeah. Yes. So I remember the Two Hard Squad videos, and I mean, I loved those, because those were when I was, like, younger. Mm-hmm. Then The Uninvited came out when I was, like, 16, 15. I don't remember what year it was.
Yeah.
But I watched it so many times, and I just kind of, like, really got to see the aspect of, like, women's street snowboarding. And that was, like, it was so well put together, and it was just so inspiring to see all those girls. And that was when I was like, I want to do that. Yeah. I want to go right street. I want to film like these girls. It's awesome.
That's sick. Because, like, yeah, before then, I mean, there were a couple other movie productions before then, all women snowboarding.
Yeah.
But it is for sure, like, without that, you're not getting new girls into the community.
Yes.
And you're losing the community. They're strengthening this, like, snowboard community larger, wider.
Yeah.
Further. That's like to hear that for you. That was, like, super impactful.
Very. Yes.
That's dope. That's dope. Jess Kamara. Yeah, she's definitely, like, she's definitely inspired so many women. And also, yeah. you're kind of riding, right? She's given you girls a space.
Yeah.
In that area where before there was never that space, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. What do you want to do with that space?
Honestly, just try to bring as many women into snowboarding as I possibly can. Like, whether or not it's me being an influencer, just, like, getting women into the sport. Because it's such a male-dominated sport, you know? Like, you do have these women out there absolutely killing it. A lot of new up-and-comers. But I feel like so many girls look at the sport and they're like, oh, my boyfriend does that. Or, like, that's a sport for my brother. That's something like that. But, like, you know, these girls need to see that it's not just for men, you know? It's for everyone. It's kind of the whole point of snowboarding.
100%. Okay, so what is it about Salt Lake City that made you, coming from beach, southeast of America, what made you want to move to Salt Lake City? What was it about that place?
Yeah, so I went on a trip there. I've been on a couple trips there. And I remember last year I actually got to stay there for like an extended period of time with the team I was on at the time, and it was just so fun. I kind of, like, got to see more of, like, what actually Salt Lake is, besides just more of, like, vacation-wise, see what it is. We hit spots, and, you know, we rode all different resorts, and at the time I had a lot of friends moving there, and I actually had a conversation with there was a couple people I talked to before I moved there, but one of them was the shop owner back home, and he was like, basically, he kind of told me, he was like, you've gotten, like, as far as you're going to get in North Carolina, Tennessee area. Like, you know everybody you're going to know. There's no new connections to make. Like, obviously, I love home so much. But he was like, you need to go somewhere where there's so many more opportunities for you. Mm-hmm. And I got there, and I love it. So fun.
What is it about it? Is it the community?
It's the people, yeah. I love the people there. It's like, it's so crazy to be in a place surrounded by just people who love snowboarding, you know? Like, obviously, like, where I came from, there wasn't that.
Yeah.
You know, we had our little, like, core community at beach.
Yeah.
But in Tennessee, obviously, where I predominantly was, like, it just, there wasn't that, you know? I was the only, like, one who was like, oh, yeah, like, I snowboard.
Yeah.
But then in Salt Lake, it's so cool just to be surrounded by that many people who just love snowboarding for what it is.
It's sick. I agree. It is sick. You get, like, this new energy.
Yeah.
I did, at least, because I kind of did the same thing when I moved there. I was like, this is dope. Like, I have all these friends that I don't know, but we're all friends because of this reason.
Literally, yeah. Yeah.
And we all just like to go snowboarding and have that in common. And you get this energy. And life, for me, like, life made sense like, didn't do much, snowboarded a bunch, went to school, but life was like, this is nice.
Yeah.
It was like in like this flow state. That's it. What about a competition snowboarding? How do you feel about competition snowboarding?
I used to do it and I loved it, you know? I did my USASA and Rev Tours and got my podiums, and then it kind of got to a point where it was just a lot of pressure and a lot of money, and I realized that I wanted to do it more for fun. I wanted to go film with my friends and go hang out instead of being freaked out trying to get somewhere, trying to get to Copper Mountain to go do a Rev Tour. Uh-huh. And you know, it's also not, I feel like, as much of an inviting scene. Uh-huh. As just snowboarding for fun is, which is kind of to be expected. Uh-huh. So after the uninvited, yep, I saw the whole like women's side of street snowboarding, and I was like, that looks like so much fun, and I kind of changed my route, and I love it.
That's sick.
Yeah.
Do you watch contests now?
Yeah. I love watching contests.
Are you inspired by it?
Definitely. Zoe this year.
I mean, Zoe's an anomaly.
She's
the best snowboarder
insane.
In the world, actually. Out of all snowboarders,
insane.
She's the best.
I love her.
Best style.
Watching her is just like, oh my God. So sick.
I talked to her this morning, just now.
Really?
Yeah, she was at Baldface.
Oh my God.
She's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was asking if she won. She didn't tell me. For like that ball, the natural selection thing.
Yeah.
Do you think it's important that people do contests to get like the fundamentals down? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I know what you mean. Yeah. I think it helped me a lot. Mm-hmm. Kind of like understand both sides of snowboarding, mm-hmm, like with the pressure and all of that. I mean, it definitely helped with consistency because I was a slope rider and, yep, like that was a big part of it.
Yeah.
So like fundamental wise for that, like, and it forced me to learn a lot of new tricks that I probably wouldn't have done without it.
Yeah.
Obviously we didn't have that many jumps where I'm from, but I remember like there's this like local competition that it's a slope comp that I always did every year. And I learned how to wildcat when I was like 15, mm-hmm, but you couldn't throw straight over flips in that. So I went out a couple days before the comp one year and learned how to underflip just so I could throw a flip in it. Like that kind of thing. Like I wouldn't have done that.
You're not allowed to do.
Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah.
The ramifications. That's yeah, sick. Well, did you ever get in, have you ever inspired by, like from the US, the European snowboard scene ever inspire you? Or like, right? Was it ever on your radar?
Honestly, not really. No, it was always pretty US based.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think about the Chinese snowboard scene? Know anything about it?
No, it's insane.
It's insane.
Oh my God. Men and women coming out of anywhere, China, Japan, like
South Korea.
Yeah, it's insane. They're crazy.
They're so good.
So good.
Did you ever do any airbag stuff?
Yeah, I did. We had one at a summer camp I did when I was younger, and I didn't really ever learn much in it, actually.
Yeah.
I kind of always was more of a just go for it kind of person.
Yeah.
But I it was fun just to go try stuff. I remember trying doubles and stuff like that. I never actually landed one, but.
But you could try it, which is sick.
Yeah, you could try it. It's like no consequence.
It's very true.
Yeah.
What about here in New York City? Do you ever know anything? Do you ever know there's like a snowboard scene in this area?
No.
No.
I did not. I didn't even know like what the closest place was, and then Big Snow came along, and I knew it was like pretty close, but I never like thought about there being a snowboard scene here. It just kind of didn't occur to me. I was like, oh, city life.
Yeah.
Like, so different than, you know, living in the mountains.
Yeah, because if you live in the mountains, or you live in Salt Lake City, or you live in Locks,
yeah,
whatever, obviously you're gonna go snowboarding.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
Yeah.
But if you live here in the city, it's not obvious that you're gonna go snowboarding.
No. Mm-mm.
Yeah, I have a like mad respect for the people who,
yeah, it's crazy,
come from here, have to get on buses, go out of the city, up into the mountains, not knowing the conditions, which are,
yeah,
never really amazing.
No.
And just dedicate their time to
which
it.
Which is awesome. It kind of makes sense though, like when you think about it, because I feel like there's probably a big skate scene here.
Uh-huh.
It would make sense that there is.
Uh-huh.
So I mean, obviously, and that transfers so well. Kind of makes sense that like a bunch of skaters, you get a place, want to go snowboard.
This is very true. What values has snowboarding taught you?
Patience, That I would say that's probably the biggest one is patience. I'm not a very patient person, surprised by how this week has gone, but I am usually not very patient. And like through snowboarding, I mean, the amount that it takes to learn a new trick or do something like that, and like the frustration and like not getting mad at yourself, stuff like that. Snowboarding really taught me that like it comes with time. Mm-hmm. It comes with practice, you know. It's a try it and eventually you'll get it.
Do you apply that to anywhere else in your life?
School.
School.
School, definitely, yeah. Yeah, school has definitely taught me like you've got to work for it pretty much. Mm-hmm. Nothing just comes to you, and it's not been easy. Definitely not.
But how do you see the future of like the snowboard community? What do you hope it looks like in the future compared to how it is today?
Hope is as inclusive as it can be, you know? Uh-huh. Obviously, I would like to think that's one thing about snowboarding is that it is a really inclusive sport, you know? It's, uh-huh. It doesn't matter your gender or your race or, you know, who you are. It's a sport that everybody can do. It doesn't matter. It's not even a team sport, you know? Uh-huh. And I would say that it is pretty inclusive now, but obviously it can be more inclusive.
Do you consider snowboarding a sport or like a culture or a community or a hobby or pastime?
All of it.
All of it.
All of it, yes.
Sport, hobby, culture, community.
Yeah, it kind of just depends on like where you are in snowboarding. Like if you're going to the Olympics or you're a competition rider, I would say you're doing a sport.
Yeah.
But, you know, as a whole, it's a culture.
100%. How long are you going to snowboard for?
As long as I can.
Sick.
I don't want to quit. I have no plans of quitting. I love it too much.
That's sick. What's your favorite thing about it?
The people, definitely. Yeah, it's just like it brings everyone together, you know? It's just like hanging out with your friends, but instead you're getting to go snowboard. Huh. It's awesome.
Did you ever look up to, or Christy Pryor? Was she ever on your radar?
Yeah, I remember her videos from forever ago.
Tell me about Christy Pryor.
My Instagram days, more of her like just regular park riding. Uh-huh. I remember she used to post quite a few videos, and I would always watch hers. I followed her forever, you know. I loved her stuff. I mean, that's how it was with a lot of women, but I always did love Christy Pryor.
It's kind of cool. It's crazy because she's like lives on the other side of the world.
Yeah.
In a place where you don't think people should really be snowboarding, kind of.
Yeah.
And then you are living in basically North Carolina, other side of the world, a place where you don't think people should actually snowboard. And you're finding inspiration from her
just
through
crazy.
The digital world.
It's crazy. Dope. I mean, the amount of people, like, if I didn't grow up in, like, the age of social media, mm-hmm. you know, I wouldn't have known about all these women. Mm-hmm. There's no way.
That's pretty dope. That is awesome with social media stuff. That's the best thing about it. It definitely makes it, like you said, there's a platform for it to be more inclusive. Mm-hmm. So everyone has a chance, and everyone will have a chance. And in the end, everyone will have the same amount, kind of, because of that. Because it just opens it up, it makes it transparent. Mm-hmm. It's dope. Like a young Dolly who's kind of like this outcast, and like he's the most sexist guy ever, and just a drunk is super weird. But somehow everyone, he hits this group of people where people just love him. Oh, what do you think about young Dolly?
I don't know much about him, but I watched his, live stream of what was it? Whatever the Freeride Compass of Jackson.
Jackson.
Yeah, I watched
Natural Selection.
I watched that. I remember just like it was him and I think Luke or someone doing it, and it was just giving me a headache just listening.
Just annoying.
Not annoying. It was just like hard to understand what he was saying. Mm-hmm.
Hello. 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 Chat. Hello, chat. And I guess it's with him, it's kind of like if you do it and you're like showing your skills, for sure, a guy like that, you're just like, what the fuck is this? He's not doing anything kind of thing.
Yeah.
But on the flip side, he like inspires so many people to go snowboard however they want to do it. You don't have to do anything crazy. Just go out and have fun. You can still be quote unquote cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because like when it's just tricks and you look cool, it's just like, let's say, just the Vans videos and that style. It's fucking intimidating. If you're not that kind of person. But if you're like not outcast, but just more wild, like a Dolly, it's the same thing. I think people see him just like you saw Uninvited. They're like, oh, cool, you can be like, I can just be me, crazy me.
Yeah.
Like this guy. So I think it's the same thing. So that's what I think is cool with snowboarding. It's just there's so many different people from all over the world just creating this community that's just kind of open for everyone. Everyone can find their space in it.
Yeah.
And hopefully everyone just respects each other for that, mm-hmm. that they all have their space. Which I think is kind of dope. Yeah. Thanks, Brantley.
Thank you.
Thank you all for listening. See you in the next episode. And in the meantime, do yourself a favor. Go snowboarding.